Hey, it's Brad. And before we start today's episode, I want to take a moment to officially announce our second merch drop, launching this weekend, the 25th, for 1 week only. I'm really proud of it. I commissioned a community member, got your input, and put a lot of heart into this design. I do Blonde Radio full-time, the weekly videos, interviews, community events, and more. And although we've seen really exciting growth, we're not exactly sponsored yet, but that's okay. I believe in this project and I'm in it for the long haul. If you're interested in supporting the show, you can check out blonde.radio on Instagram for links to the merch drop. But more than financially, your words, messages, and stories have kept this project alive. And I'm grateful every day for the space you've made here on our little corner of the internet. Thank you for tuning in. Hi, I'm Brad. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tuscany, Italy.
Yeah, I'm just outside of Toronto.
Today I'm calling from Kingston, Ontario.
And wherever you are, welcome to Blonde Radio. Hi, I'm Brad. I live on the west coast of Canada. It's getting colder out and I'm starting to layer up, but I appreciate it all the same. And welcome to Blonde Radio, where every week I book calls with strangers from around the world. Today we'll talk to Conrad, a music producer from Italy, Dade, a content creator with a passion for community, and Ben, an arts student who found a home in his peers. But first, this week at Blonde Radio on Instagram, I gave you a prompt. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Here's what you had to say.
My name's Mia, and I'm calling from Sydney, Australia. God, I have no clue where I'm going to be in 5 years, but I really hope I'm still pursuing music, making progress in that, or at least something creative. Could be something completely new. I don't know, but I just hope that I'm happy in what I'm doing, and I'm surrounded by people that make me feel happy. Maybe my music can make some other people feel happy too.
Hello, my name is Gabriel. I'm calling from Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil. I wish that in 5 years I am where I want to be, not where everyone else wants me to be. I want to be doing something creative and freeing, not strapped to a desk from 9 to 5, 5 days a week.
Hi, Brad. My name is Tyler Maroney. I'm from Pennsylvania in the United States. Honestly, where will I be in 5 years? That's not a scary question for me. I'll be a junior in college, and honestly, I've been trying to start a business lately, so I hope that has taken off. And in general, I just hope I am a better person than I am now and look at my failures now and change them into learning lessons.
Hi, I'm Laura. I'm calling from Provo, Utah. And I really hope that 5 years from now, I'm living in a cute little flat in London with really big windows for all my plants, and about to graduate from my dream master's program, and that I finally have the opportunity to do the kind of charity and refugee work that I really want to do. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks to everyone for submitting their responses, and we'll hear more answers throughout today's show. This track is called I Hope You're Having a Good Day, and it was made by Conrad, our next guest. It's fun, bright, and he made it all while in a voice call on our Discord server. Take a listen. Time since the last time that I saw you, it's been kind of a shit week, but I'll try my best not to fear. I'll do as it is, cause it's all I got. No reason to cry, no, I cannot be stuck. I try my best and get the worst result, but it's okay, cause when I'm falling and I need to pick me up, I'll say hello. This is so cool. Thank you for taking time out of your day to do this.
Oh, no, totally. It's my pleasure.
You know, God, you've been on the server for what, a few weeks now?
Maximum a month. I haven't been here for a long time.
Right. Yeah. And I only know you by like Confused. Is there a name you prefer or go by? Or?
You can call me Confused, but if you want to know my real name is Conrad.
Well, Conrad, great to meet you. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tuscany, Italy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It has its cons and pros, but you know, it's what it is and it's cool to live it.
Totally. And you have a crazy long life ahead of you, and I can't wait to see where it takes you, man.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, neither can I. I can't wait to know where I am.
Perfect. I think just off the bat, tell me, you know, the elevator pitch on you, Conrad. You know, who you are, what you do, and what got you to where you are today.
So, I don't know. It's been kind of a freaking wild ride, you know. I'm just a random kid who kind of likes doing music and is trying to see how far he can push it before it falls flat. I got here, I guess, with many hardships, and I had a lot of family trouble growing up. A rocky relationship with my father. Obviously, divorce can always be pretty bad. Rocky relationship with my brother and many of these things. Never really a good relationship with school. Like, I got lucky with school and COVID because I was in my last year of high school. Here in Italy, there's like this exam called Maturità. And I'm gonna be honest, I didn't know if I was gonna be admitted to the exam this year if it wasn't for COVID. And just happy I got out because, like, school was heavy because I was like, I can do this. I know I'm not supposed to do this. I'm supposed to be doing many other things. But sitting here in a class 5 hours a day doing shit that I don't care about is not one of them. You know, I got here, I think, the way I arrived doing anything that I do is by analyzing where I am at life. I mean, like, am I satisfied? Am I in a place where I feel good about myself? Am I in a place where it feels good to be Conrad? It feels good to know where I'm going. And when that answer is no, is like, bro, ain't good. You gotta change. And I've been doing music for a while. Actually, I haven't been producing for a long time. I've been producing for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. And that's been a wild ride of its own. I feel like that has been a pretty great thing for me. I started because of a friend. I just did piano because my biological father and my brother used to do music and I was pretty really curious, so I started. After that, I had a rocky relationship with music because music was so deeply related with my brother and my father, who I had a really, really, really rocky relationship with. The third year of high school, I went to this private school that was in Siena. I met my two best friends, one of them especially, Alessandro. He got me into music again because my third year of high school, I had stopped. I was so depressed. I hated music. I hated playing the piano. I hated doing anything with it. And I felt so bad. I shouldn't have passed that year from how bad I was going. One day, he comes out of the freaking blue out of nowhere and says, oh, I'm going to start producing with Ableton. And I'm like, wait, for real? And he's like, yeah, for real. And I'm like, what if we start together? And he was like, well, cool. It has a 30-day trial. Try it out. And I'm like, okay. And I get it for the 30-day trials, and I do nothing with it till summer. And I'm like, oh, okay. But one day, I'm like, you know, let's try and do something real with this. And I do this song that if I were to listen to it today, I would fucking cringe. But like when I made that, I'm not even joking, for a week straight, I was going to sleep giggling. I re-listened to this song and re-listened. And I was like, I can't fucking believe I did this. I'm insane. This can be done. And it was like such a good sensation because I remember since I was like 5 years old, I used to sing. I always had this kind of a dream that I didn't understand what it was. And it was like creating music, doing a piece of my own. And when I did that, I was like, I can do this. And I got into music all over again.
Yeah, I love that trajectory and that story. And as you're speaking to, that sort of like culmination of all these little parts of your life that in a finished piece, it felt like so at home for you.
Yeah.
And going through your feeds and stuff. Yeah. Man, I love your energy.
Thank you.
How do you stay so motivated? I've seen a few of your posts are like super future forward as far as like in 5 to 10 years from now, I'm going to make it. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like that, it's just anticipation of success. How do you stay in that mindset?
Well, you know, it's not a thing where it is constantly there. Like, I'm not gonna stay here and fake to you that like I'm always super motivated and I'm capable of like training every day and producing every day. It's like I have this feeling, and I've always had it, in which I believe that I have something to do, in the sense that I have something to give with my music. I have something to give with my energy. I have something to give to people. And I feel like that is important to hold on to, because there have been various moments in which I wasn't sure what I was going to do. Mm. Like these past couple months, I was like, should I like even do this? Am I just lost? And I was super demotivated. Like sometimes it can get really scary. I've still with like my best friend, Alessandro, he always comes up when it comes to music because he's the one who starts it. But he is a hard worker. And with my ADHD and everything, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm really dispersive. that is what mostly like hinders me when I'm trying to do something consistently. Just burning my energy in so many things, it can get too much and I get overwhelmed. And then I stop, then I have to refine my motivation again. And that comes from me saying from 5 to 10 years, I'm going to be here and you're going to see me. And it comes from the fact that I believe in myself enough to pick myself up when I'm in pieces. I believe in myself. I believe in the capability of me being able to get myself together and be like, bro, you know where you want to go. You know where you want to be in life. Mm-hmm. And even if that changes, you know you're not going to be here. You're not going to be sitting here. You're going to be up. You're going to make your way to your own success. I personally have a dream of pursuing this career. And if that changes, cool. But I know that I'm not cut off with like office job or whatever. And I have this vision of me playing concerts. Even though I haven't ever been to one, I feel like I'm going to play a concert. I want to believe that so that I'll be able to be there. Because mm-hmm. if I don't believe in any capacity that I'll be there, then obviously I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to work the steps to try and be there.
I love that a lot. Yeah, if you can't see a reality where that's a possibility, then it's just not going to happen.
It really isn't. It all stems from you believing that you can do it, because you're the first person that is ever going to see that. You're the person you're doing it for. If you have no vision, then what vision can you realize, in my opinion? You know what I mean?
I love that. That's beautiful, man.
Thank you.
Conrad, I want to thank you again for taking time out of your day and sharing your story. But in closing, I was wondering, what advice would you give to someone who's struggling to see the value in their work, their art, right now, at this point? You know, maybe they haven't got to that final end product yet. They're not playing the concert. They're not, you know, showcased around the world yet. But they're struggling to see the value in what they have right now. What would you say to them?
I would say, consider what you have. Consider what you have in terms of, like, you're small now. Like, I have two beautiful speakers. I have a piano. Yeah, I need to take this in and be like, I have tools. Be happy of what you have before you can go further and be even happier for what you're going to get. Not to be satisfied with what you have. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying to understand where you are, take a breather, a second, reorganize your thoughts, and understand that even though this is your now, this is not your forever, which is really important. You should take a look around for people like you. Discord has been a great way for me to put in perspective where I am. I am in some production servers. I've met beautiful people, a kid who is 16, that in the song that you heard, I Hope You're Having a Good Day, he made the trumpets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's 16, my dude. And the bassist, 16. Like a year ago, I would have taken it as a bad thing. Oh, they're 16 and they're so good. And I'm 19 and I'm so behind. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, you're not behind. You're just you. You are you, and you're not going to be Paul McCartney. You're going to be Conrad DeCaus, Brett Ketter. Like, that's okay. Everybody was just a name before they made that name something.
Well, when you put it like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Man, I appreciate you having me. This was so cool.
That means the world. Thank you. And of course, you've been such a wholesome and just lovely presence on the server. It's so lovely to see you in VCs whenever you're available. And thanks for being around and making this place what it is.
Thank you for creating this community. It's kind of insane how cool it is. I haven't found like such a cool community in ever. It's really nice.
Thank you. That means the world. I'll try not to let it go to my head. We'll definitely be in touch. I'll see you around on the server.
Obviously.
All right.
See you, bud.
Ciao.
It's been nice. Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
Hey, Brad. I'm Xander from a suburb of Chicago, Illinois, and 5 years, hopefully, I'm probably going to be living it up in St. Louis. But right now, I have to get through college. 4 more years of that. It'll be fun.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How do I sound?
Yeah, you're sounding good. I'm Brad. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm David. You can call me Dade. Whatever you want to call me.
Sick. And you're calling from Ontario now? That's where you're at?
Yeah, I'm just outside of Toronto.
Beautiful. Sweet. I think just off the bat, give me, you know, the pitch on you. Tell me who you are, what you do, and what got you to where you are today.
I go by the name Dade Show. I've been posting on TikTok for a long time. I've had a passion for content creation my entire life, like posting everywhere for a long time. So I've been posting on TikTok since 2018. Mm-hmm. Downloaded TikTok initially once it switched over to TikTok from Musical.ly, and I was just interested in what's going on. And then I just started posting, you know, whatever. I ended up gaining a following slowly but surely. And I'm taking a year off school, actually my second year off school now, because I didn't want to return during COVID. But I'm just kind of doing my thing right now, trying to branch out into streaming. I post YouTube videos as well, but I've been taking a break from that. So kind of just doing online stuff, a couple jobs here and there, but just making some money and taking my time right now.
That's awesome. Great to hear. And, you know, as you spoke to, you've always had this passion for content creation. When did that start? When did making videos start for you?
Making videos started for me like my whole life. Like, my oldest brother was big on the camera. My middle brother, you know, he has a YouTube channel actually with like 100,000 subscribers.
Oh shoot.
So he's pretty successful in, you know, in his own right. And my oldest brother is like always running the camera. So when I was, I don't even know, like six, even, we were making home videos. We worked with our cousin on a thing when we were younger. I don't think it can be located on the internet now, but there's something called Robot Pug. It was just like, we just loved robot chicken. And we're like, oh, we gotta make. Yes. And people might not like this, but I don't like pugs. I was against the name, but my cousin insisted calling it Robot Pug, and I was like, fine.
I mean, art builds on the shoulders of other art, and the era of early 2000s Adult Swim television, definitely a lovely inspiration.
Definitely.
And then also I see a fair amount of anime love, you know, the JoJo highlights on your Instagram, the Neon Genesis Evangelion posts, which those are so sick. How influential has outside media been to your style?
I think that as far as influence on my style, I've always respected the medium of animation, just because Western television, when it's serious television, if you want to call it that, it's generally going to be live action. And I think that the animation is just so beautiful because it gives you the opportunity to explore so many other things. I kind of take inspiration from that in the sense that it's like, because animation allows you to think outside the box. And I think a lot of TV shows and stuff like that, movies kind of fall into these patterns with live action stuff. Like, you know, it's clear examples with like cop shows and like these common tropes that successful this, that. But I feel like the medium of animation explores all these different things, and it's just like the popular anime of the year will all be so different, but the popular TV shows, a lot of them would just be crime shows. I just like it because it's, you know, think outside the box.
Oh, absolutely. And it, you know, at least at this point in time, animation I think will still always hold that throne, as far as like, because live action adaptations of anime, there hasn't been a single good one.
Yeah, they're generally not as good. The translation doesn't work very well oftentimes, but
true. Yeah. And of course, you've been on this app for a minute. What's the biggest changes you've seen on the platform since you joined?
To be honest, the platform in its entirety has kind of changed. When I began posting, it was a completely different landscape. I felt alone when I first started posting because it was more of an inside joke when I was posting, because like nobody was on TikTok, and the people that were on TikTok were people from Musical.ly. So it was just this Musical.ly type of content. So it was like this inside joke between me and like creators I would stumble upon eventually doing the same thing. Like months apart, I would find this person doing the same thing as me. And then, you know, October hit and it ended up, a whole new wave came in and everyone was just kind of doing it. But it was completely different. Like, it's like almost now TikTok stars are almost bona fide stars, when before, like, nobody would even know who they were.
Yeah.
It was kind of almost like this underground feeling. Like, all my friends now know that I'm on TikTok, but before I felt like an underground artist. Nobody knows who I am. I'm just like this secret that people might stumble upon.
Totally. And it's so out in the open now, as far as like, my mom knows about TikTok, which is uncomfortable to say the least.
Yeah.
This is a question I've been percolating with, and I feel like you might have some insight being versed in it so long. Do you think TikTok is healthy? Is there a balance between creating and comparing yourself to other people? I mean, I've only been on the app like 6 or 7 months now. I'm trying to stay like grounded with the tiniest amount of clout I had.
Yeah, I think that's actually funny, because a lot of friends only posts I've been seeing lately, which is a whole other thing. People keep posting friends only stuff, but a lot of them are people complaining about their views. And, you know, this, that, and one thing, I kind of went through a similar thing, but the way I look at it is like comparing yourself to someone else and then giving up means you know, in the future, you won't achieve that thing you could have achieved. So if someone's, you know, you're 20 years old and you're doing nothing, but you're getting put down by all these other 20-year-olds doing this, you know, TikTok or whatever, and you're like, ah, they're so successful, I can't believe like I'm not successful. If you give up, you're not going to achieve that thing when you're 30. If you give up, you're not going to achieve that thing when you're 40. There's always opportunities to achieve, and you just can't be focused in the now. Too many people are focused in the now. To be completely honest, my content was better when I was getting less views, because I've always thought of myself as someone who doesn't care about views, but I think deep down everyone kind of does. I wish I could return to it, because there might be a day when, you know, you'll miss it. You'll miss, it's like on Twitter, people who have hundreds of thousands of followers, maybe they miss tweeting out to the void. Like maybe they miss not having anyone see it, like all the pressure and stuff like that. It's just like, you just got to be happy with the situation you're in currently and hope for the best in the future.
Absolutely. And do you think that's played into, I'm not sure how recently you started on Twitch, but is that something that you've experienced on Twitch, is sort of maybe a smaller community scale?
Yeah, a smaller, and I've enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
Like it's throwing it back, because I got my Discord server with, like, I've kept it mostly connected to my Twitch rather than my other social media platforms, but it's been so nice. Like everyone in it is just, you know, so nice. And it's good, like grounding yourself and just diversifying your content, but that slow growth, it's you always want to grow quick, like in the background, I want to grow so quick, I want to have 100,000 viewers on Twitch, but 15 viewers is nice. Like it's just
totally,
it's just a slow build. You learn every day, and you know, you don't want to be making mistakes in front of so many people, so it's just being grateful for what you got, because there's some people who would literally like give up so much for 15 viewers on Twitch. And I'm so grateful, because, you know, 15 viewers isn't that much, but it is that much to some people. So,
and that's, yeah, a level of like perseverance and staying true to, if this is a goal you really want to follow, as you're speaking to, like 15 viewers is a lot to someone. Even recently, videos I make that I think are so good that flop, if I let that get to me, I wouldn't be where I am, you know?
Exactly.
Dave, thank you for, again, the rescheduling of this and just everything that's going on in your day to day. But thank you for making this
work. Yeah, no issue.
And tell me about you and your story. But in closing, what advice would you give to someone who's uncertain about their future? Because TikTok, social media, even the arts in general can be pretty volatile and change at any moment. Is TikTok game banned? Who the hell knows? But so can life. Life is totally that way too. What would you say to someone who's uncertain about their path?
I would say that with uncertainty, there's almost a level of beauty to it, because uncertainty means infinite possibilities. Like anything can happen. If you could know exactly how your life would turn out, would you want to, or would you want to truly experience everything moment to moment? It's just so beautiful to be able to experience and live in the moment, because looking back, I miss things, sure. But looking forward, like, you just got to be excited for the randomness. Like, it's just, you got to be excited. That's all.
That's sick. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Predictability, we'd all die. We'd hate it.
Predictability is a little boring, if I'm going to be honest.
Very true. Sweet. Again, thank you so much for speaking and telling your story.
Yeah, no issue.
I'll definitely be in touch. I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Bye now.
Ciao.
Hi Brad, my name is Franco, I'm calling from Monterrey, Mexico. I see myself in 5 years like a person that is working hard to accomplish his dreams and is very, very happy to learn about all different subjects, because that's who I want to become. Good night.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Going good, yourself?
I am not too bad, thanks.
Awesome. I'm Brad, nice to meet you.
I am Ben, nice to meet you as well.
And where are you calling from?
Today I'm calling from Kingston, Ontario, which is where I go to school. I'm from Toronto, but I'm up here for some time being.
Has Ontario been like home base for you for the past foreseeable?
Yeah, I've been born and raised here. I grew up just outside of Toronto and moved here when I was pretty young. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in my second year at Kingston now at Queen's University, and I've been loving it so far. Yeah, awesome. I've only traveled to one other province other than Ontario. So.
Shoot. Well, I think just off the bat, just give me the pitch on you, you know, who are you, what do you do, and what got you to where you are today?
So, yeah, like I said, my name's Ben. I'm 18 years old, and I'm studying drama and development studies with hopes in the future to pursue some acting. And I think I kind of ended up where I am in terms of what I want to do and where I want to be just because of my high school experience. Mm-hmm. I think I learned most about who I was and who I am in high school. I think that was a huge period of self-discovery for me. It got me into theater. It got me away from sciences, which is what I sort of wanted to do my whole life before auditioning for all the little extra plays that happened in high school. I think because of the people I met and the teachers who helped me along the way, they kind of inspired me to do this for hopefully for a living. So I think I can attribute most of who I am to my relationships with people in high school, honestly.
That's awesome. And that's great to hear.
It's pretty cool.
And, you know, for more people, at least that I've spoken to, high school is a very tumultuous time, but I'm glad that you can find a path there.
Well, of course, I think for everyone, there's going to be ups and downs. Mm-hmm. Not all patterns are the same. Obviously, it's a different experience for everyone. I think most of it was pretty much a great experience for me. I had a couple rough years, like towards the start, but I think that everyone sort of relates to that same experience. You know, you're entering a new school, you're meeting friends that you'll hopefully be with for the rest of your life. It's a stressful experience. And especially since high school is painted to be kind of like the best years of your life, it's pretty shocking when you go into it and it's just literally nothing like what people have been telling you about.
Very much confronting these stereotypes in real life.
Exactly, yeah.
And where did the idea for Gemini Studios come from? How involved are you with that? I haven't got a chance to look at all the work, but it is extensive what's going on there.
Thank you. Yeah, so Geminis is, I guess I could tell you a little bit about it. One of my best friends, Keelan, if you're listening, hey, he started up Geminis Studios when we were in it was the summer between grade 10 and 11. And basically our goal was just to be a production house and a distribution studio for student films in Canada that might not necessarily have a chance to be released anywhere, to have an audience. And we want to kind of give a voice to people who necessarily wouldn't get the chance to. So we started off just making movies ourselves. My official position with the company is executive vice president. But it's just me, Keelan, and our friend Will, and we just kind of bounce ideas off each other, make stuff, grab stuff from our friends, put it out there, advertise it. We do it all together, and that I'm super grateful for.
That's amazing. That's so special when you can find, you know, fellow creatives that are on your wavelength.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, Keelan and Will and I all met in grade 9, and since then we've just slowly become incredible friends. Who do almost everything together. So, and it's because of those connections to film and to theater that we were able to develop such an amazing friendship.
Exactly. And what's the draw of film and theater, and what gets you excited about those mediums?
Oh man, that's a great question. I think the best way to put this without sounding too cheesy, I would say film and theater offer as sort of like a community gathering place for like-minded people. I think that a lot of the people who I've met who are into film and into theater, we share commonalities outside of that scope. Like we like the same foods, we like to do the same things, we like to, I don't know, in addition to liking the same movies and same actors, I think that there's just so much more in common within that community. And I think that's really special. I think that film and theater is sort of like a gateway to opening new horizons and new friendships and maybe learning things about people that I wouldn't necessarily know. Like, I could probably like flat out say I wouldn't be friends with half the people I am right now if it wasn't for film and theater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it's just had such a positive impact on my life that I'm so eternally grateful for it.
Totally. That's amazing. And yeah, the sense of community, especially in film, is just, if you can find your people, very, very welcoming. Great to have.
Exactly. Yeah, no, definitely.
So with that in the mix, what's the most challenging part about balancing, you know, creativity with studies, with work, with social life, etc.?
I think it's finding things you're passionate about, honestly. I think you have the option between sitting down and watching a movie and doing homework. Most of the time you're going to choose to watch that movie. But it's also different because I think that finding things that you're passionate about is super, super difficult. It's not something you look for either. It's something that just suddenly kind of falls into your life. And you know immediately whether, at least from my personal experience, you know immediately whether or not you're passionate about something versus when you're not, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's why I changed my mind about drama and science and everything. And that's why I gravitate towards maybe some more of my theatrical work than I do anything else at school.
Right.
It's just because I'm interested in it. And I think that once you find something that you're passionate in, the universe tends to help you out with the rest. I think it'll lay pieces in your life that will allow you to pursue what you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you just basically like spontaneously follow whatever's leading the way, I think that you'll end up with something that you're totally invested in.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. As soon as you sort of lock into that thing that you're excited about, your brain and your life and your choices, you just start to like find all the right paths and resources to get there.
Exactly. Yeah. It's pretty magical, honestly.
And I remember in your initial voice message a while back, you spoke about sort of maybe creativity in your family as far as your father.
Yes, I did. I think I did mention my dad. He's a radio host for a station in Toronto. And I think that a lot of my creativity sort of comes from him. I think that he's always told me that his like main goal when he was a kid and he was trying to figure out what he wanted to do in life, he said he wanted to make people laugh because he thought that was one of the first things he sort of realized he was really good at, was just being a funny person and making people laugh. Because of that outlook on life, I was able to sort of realize things that I'm good at, things that people appreciate, and then maybe build whatever I want to do off from there. So I figured out I was pretty good at acting. I'm pretty good at writing. And if there's an audience of people who are interested to see whatever I am creating, whether that just be like my friends or whoever, because for most of high school, it was just my friends and everything like that.
Right.
But I think if you're able to understand what you're good at and understand your creative skills, then you'll have a much better understanding of where you want to go in life and what you want to be. And I think a lot of that does come from your parents.
Totally. From personal experience, you know, just through my family, I'm definitely the most right-brained, most creative, and it's hard to sometimes relate. Do you find that having this parental figure that who's also a creative, is that inspiring, or do you find yourself comparing yourself to them and their work? Or
I think it's definitely inspiring. I think it's I wouldn't necessarily say I compare myself to my dad in any way other than just the direct similarities we have via like him raising me. I would like to see myself as successful as my father in the future, but I don't necessarily want to be, I'm not necessarily aiming for that. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I think his life story and his journey to where he is right now is incredibly inspirational. And I think really, really cool that he's able to pull this off. But I think that at the end of the day, I learned enough from my parents to not directly follow in their footsteps, but they have always been people to encourage me to go my own path and to do my own thing and to do whatever I want, which I've always been so, so, so grateful for. They've been so supportive of me. So I think that having a dad who's maybe didn't have the most supportive parents growing up, or maybe who didn't have people who really thought he was going to make it in the radio business in his life, I think that because I have that figure of two parents who support me and love me so much, I think that I'm able to determine my own path with hints of inspiration from their careers.
That's awesome to have. I'm glad to hear it.
I'm super, super thankful for my family.
And then speaking to a little bit there as far as like legacy, I know it's a big question, but what do you want to leave behind? What would you like people to remember you for?
Oh man, that is a big question. At the end of the day, I just want to be remembered as a good person. I think that's just kind of my outlook on life. I just don't want people to have, once I'm gone, for people to remember me for negative things. You know, I just want to be remembered in a positive light, whether that be with acting success, whether that just be with being a good person, being a decent human being. I think that's just my goal in life, is to be remembered as someone who was kind. I think that's really all you can ask for, honestly. And whatever happens along the way happens.
Yeah, it's even like success only goes so far. I feel like so often
Exactly. We
hear about figures in the past that were very successful, but then also on the side, they were a bit of an asshole and that kind of...
Exactly. There's a lot of like really, really terrible people in the world who are overshadowed by just the fact that they're really good at something, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's something we overlook a little bit. A person's general specific qualities should define them rather than their success. So yeah, if I can be remembered as a good dude, then I'm not complaining.
I think you're well on your right, on your way. That's great to hear.
Oh, well, thank you.
Ben, super great to speak with you. Thank you for taking time out of your day.
Great to speak to you too, Brad. I hope all's going well.
Yeah. But in closing, what advice would you give to people who want to start a career in the arts, but who are overwhelmed by the idea of a finished product? The journey can look so daunting from the start.
Definitely.
What would you say to them?
I think the thing that really got me going was finding a group of people and finding like-minded people who wanted the same things in life. I think that surrounding yourself with people who have similar goals and people who have a similar outlook on their future, I think that goes such a long way. I target most of my inspiration for, as I've probably mentioned before, for everything I want to do just because of the friends I made throughout my life. I think that learning from people who are maybe more advanced in the subject can help you along the way. I think just generally sharing what you want to do with people and having them react to that is just a great way of getting started. People are a lot more open to discuss careers when hearing it from someone else. Like, I wouldn't just full out go in my 100-person lecture, I want to be an actor, and everyone else would just look at me kind of funny, you know? But if someone else stood up with me and said, hey, I want to be an actor too, it would make me feel a lot better about myself.
I love that that ties back to the beginning. It's literally all about community at the end of the day.
Completely agree. Community is like one of the greatest things I value in life.
That's awesome. Love it, man.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and speaking with me. It was great to hear.
Of course. And thank you so much for having me on.
Always. Well, Ben, we'll definitely be in touch.
Fantastic. Sounds good, Brad. Thank you so much, dude.
Of course. I'll talk to you later.
Have a good one.
Ciao.
See ya.
Special thanks to Conrad, Dade, and Ben for making this episode possible, as well as everyone who submitted a response to the prompt. Intro music provided by Wayfie, that's W-A-Y-F-I-E, and accompanying tracks by Lowboil, that's L-O-B-O-I-L, who can both be found on all major streaming platforms. I'll see you soon, and thanks for tuning in to Blonde Radio.